come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you one note.
What will the one be?
One the one lives all alone, forevermore shall be so. Come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you two. Oh,
what will the two be?
Two of them are little white babes, clothed all in green. Oh, one the one lives all alone, forevermore shall be so. Come and I will sing you.
What will you sing me?
I will sing you three. Oh,
what will the three be?
Three of them are drivers, two of them are little white babes, clothed all in green. Oh, one the one is all alone, forevermore shall be so. Come and I will sing you.
The ancient cumulative counting song, Come and I Will Sing You, sung here by Newfoundland group Great Big Sea, has many variants and other titles such as Green Grow the Rashes O, and an Ozark version called The Twelve Apostles. Collected by many musicologists, including English folk song scholar Cecil Sharp in 1916, the biblical, astronomical, and pagan references are at times so garbled as a result of oral transmission that we are hard-pressed to understand their original meanings. Related songs include the English carol, 12 Days of Christmas, dating back to 1780, and African-American spiritual, Children Go Where I Send Thee, both counting to 12 as well. There's also a similar Hebrew song, Who Knows One, sung at many Jewish Passover seders. Here's the last verse of Come and I Will Sing You.
Sing me.
I will sing you 12. Oh,
what will the 12 be?
12 apostles, 11 lemons straight to heaven, 10 commandments, 9 bright eyed shiners, 8 Gabriel angels, 7 thunders under the sky, 6 pallbearers, 5 firemen under the bush, 4 gospel preachers, 3 of them are drivers, 2 of them are little white babes, told that all in green. Oh, one the one who's all alone forever, what shall be so? One the one who's all alone forever, what shall be so?
In this segment, we're looking at folk songs that use numbers, either symbolically or as a game or both. Examples of songs that many of us know include children's and camp ditties such as Reverse Counting Song 99 Bottles of Beer on the Wall, This Old Man, 1-2 Buckle My Shoe, and Five Little Monkeys Jumping on the Bed, one of my personal favorites. Kentucky folk singer Jean Ritchie used the counting motif when she wrote the Bluebird Song in the 1950s as a lullaby for her young sons. The story is based on a lovely event that happened in Jean's childhood.
When I was a young thing, once on a day, dreaming under my apple tree, a great flock of bluebirds sailing through the sky, espied my tree as they passed by. And oh, it was a wonderful sight to see. Settle down to rest in my apple tree. Count them, said my mother. How, said I? Out of the window came this reply. One you'll have sorrow, two you'll have joy, three get a present, four get a boy, five receive silver, six receive gold, seven's a secret that's never been told, eight a love letter with promises three, nine means your true love's as true as can be.
The centuries-old Irish song Spanish Lady, as sung by sisters Trina and Mayrid Ní Gaonal, borrows a counting verse from an even older song, The Wheel of Fortune. The numbers are thought to symbolize the fate of how our lives play out.
As I was walking through Dublin City, about the hour of 12 at night, it was there I saw a fair pretty female washing her feet by candlelight. First she washed them, then she dried them over a fire of amber. And in all my life I never did see a maid so neat about the soles. She had 20, 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, 9. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1.
Despite its profound symbolism, there's a sweet playfulness with this reverse counting chorus by Evens and Odds, creating a unique example of Irish lilting, or mouth music. Here's the last part of the song.
Round and around goes the wheel of fortune. Wear a dress now wearies me. Oh, fair young maids are so deceiving. Sad experience teaches me. She 20, 18, 16, 40. 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2. She had 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5.